Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We're back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. And as we gather around the table this Thanksgiving, MTE wants to thank you, its members, for being the heart of our community. From the MTE family to yours, here's wishing you a wonderful and happy Thanksgiving. We are talking about the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation here this morning. Katie Peachy joins us, and the Grants and Marketing Administrator for the Beasley Animal Foundation, and all that helps to fund the clinic and all those good things. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Good to have you again. We were just chatting about a procedure that my little puppy is going to have to go through soon, and that's kind of what you all specialize in a way.
Yes. So we want to spay and neuter all the cats and dogs that we can and keep them healthy with preventatives and the services we provide through the Beasley Animal Clinic. But we specialize in those things. Like, it's going to be spay and neuter. We can do wellness checks and preventatives, heartworm tests, feline tests. But we don't see sick cats and dogs. We want everyone to have a full service vet, mm-hmm. To have for things like that, or if they swallow something or break something, we can't see those situations. But the other stuff, that's what we are great at, and the costs are low because we focus on that.
You know, you just mentioned swallow something or whatnot, and you know, with a puppy, it's everything in the mouth, just like babies. I mean,
yes.
It's crazy.
Yes. So that's why we don't have an x-ray machine. So you've got to go somewhere else. And we want that, because in those situations, when something happens, we want you to have that relationship and not have a panic mode and like, I've got to find somebody now, and I've never had a full service vet.
Right.
Our veterinarians focus on the spay and neuter and then the wellness side.
And you know, there's very much a collaborative feel between Beasley and the veterinary hospitals and clinics around, just because, you know, you're doing a service, and you know, you can do things that maybe helps folks who wouldn't be able to afford it otherwise in many cases.
Yeah. And the other thing is it's a team thing. We're not looking at it as competition. We hope they don't either, because they can handle the bigger stuff and the more complicated, and cancer and major surgeries and things like that, that we don't. But that way we can also work with them. And that's like the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund. I know we've talked about that in the past, but if your pet needs something urgent and emergent, then we have a team of veterinarians local that are wonderful, and that way we can assist, but we're not doing it. It's going somewhere else.
It's like Minute Clinic and then or doctor's office and hospital maybe would
right.
be better.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good way to look at it.
Of a different kind of way to look. So a lot of folks that are listening may not really know about the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation. And the clinic was started just to help control the pet population here.
Mm-hmm. So the foundation was started in 1980. We are almost 45 years old. So next year we're celebrating that. But the clinic started in 92. Beasley Animal Clinic started in 92. We've been in our location off Keeneland Commercial Boulevard for 18-ish years. But yes, we were started to help with the population control and providing vaccinations, which all pets are supposed to have legally, and to make sure that everyone has access to that.
You know, I learned something myself new here today, and I've lived all of my 49 years in Rutherford County and have been here for 30. I always assumed the clinic came before the foundation, but it makes sense that the foundation would come first to help make way for the clinic.
Yes. And in kind of doing some history searching, we found like grassroots efforts, like with some documentation, some newspaper clippings, things like that, from 1976. So yeah, it was officially, I guess, a nonprofit in 1980. And then there were different groups and organizations, agencies that we were working with, and then kind of established the clinic as totally separate in 92, and then other programs to follow.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Jesse C. Beasley had that you know, vision, and here we are today, 45 years later. Very
Yay.
Cool. Yeah. You've got some things going on here in the community, and one of the expanded areas of service for the foundation is pet food for those you know, who could really use the help to help feed their animals. And you've got something going on with that?
Yes. Yeah, so people always ask what you need, and we always need pet food. We always need cat and dog food. We are not picky or particular about the brands, but we do ask that it's unopen and unexpired. And that is just to make sure that it's safe, you know, as we're repackaging it. We utilize volunteers. They're absolutely wonderful to take the large bags, break it down into 2-pound packages, and we will distribute those to agencies and feeding groups throughout Rutherford and Cannon County. We have several different agencies that already have feeding programs for humans. And when we started this in 2016, we were seeing people sharing their food, and neither was getting what they needed. The dogs didn't need macaroni and cheese or soup, and the people weren't that were sharing, because they weren't going to let their cats or dogs go hungry. They weren't getting the food they needed. So by doing this, we can make sure that we're helping both the pets and their people, and also making sure that they stay together. And it's something that we can easily do. And whether we're helping an agency or individuals that actually come to us, to Beasley, we can make sure that they have pet food. We do this it's just an ongoing program, but we have quarterly distributions that are at our office. Otherwise, like if somebody's listening right now and they need something, Nourish Food Bank, Greenhouse Ministries, there's some other agencies, First United Methodist Church in Woodbury, they get food from us twice a month, and they have a distribution, I want to say it's tomorrow, Friday, but I've got it packed and ready to go for our volunteer to pick up today.
Okay. So. Well, and your next quarterly distribution is coming up before the end of the year?
Yes, December 19th from 1:30 in the afternoon until 4:30, and that's at Beasley. People just get in line, kind of like they do for our curbside services, and we'll have volunteers come out. And then also we can talk to you about, you know, do you need to spay and neuter your dog? Do you need other services for your dogs to make sure that it's not just the food that we're hopefully doing? And kind of a holistic, like we're checking all the boxes and making sure they're good.
Right. Katie Peachy here with us with the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic here this morning. Don't forget donations. Anytime you'd like to make a donation, unopened, unexpired food, and I'm sure money helps with that too, doesn't it?
Yes, I will. Yes, I'm just going to say yes. Money always helps. We are a nonprofit. We have a lot of different programs. It is getting close to year end, so funds are drying up. So we can always use donations. We have a great platform that we use that a lot of other nonprofits do called Give Butter. And you can even go on and if you want to say, I want to give monthly, and you might forget or you don't want to send in a check, you can do it all online, and you can make a $5 donation. You can earmark if you want it to go to help spay and neuter. You can say, I want this to go to pet food, or you can send in a check. We have lots of options, but if the recurring, that does help us know that, oh, we're going to get a little something every month, and it truly adds up. And across the board for nonprofits, giving is down. It's tight for a lot of people, and we understand that. So we are very thankful for the gifts that we are given.
Well, and the many things that are done with the outreach and the educational programs, and you briefly mentioned the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund as well. Those are some great ways if you're looking for some year-end giving opportunities,
yes,
things of that nature that could really have an impact here.
Oh, tremendous. We would love that. And we can, you know, always give people more information to see if they want to specify. They can always just leave it open. And Dawn Roberts, our executive director, she is great to know where the need is and to find money for different programs and services, so we can leave it unspecified if they want, or they say, no, I feel adamant that we want to put this money towards spay and neuter or towards outreach, you know, vaccinations. We can get you covered.
So. Okay, great. And I guess maybe go to the website first to gather more information, possibly?
Yes. We're very active on social media, and then we try to keep our website up to date with everything. So sometimes it'd be like, oh, too long, didn't read this. But we have a lot of information out there. You can find beasleyanimalclinic.com.
Okay. And on social media, just search for Beasley.
Mm-hmm. We're on Facebook and Instagram the most.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's B-E-E-S-L-E-Y, by the way.
Yes,
if you're
no
unfamiliar.
A's.
Yeah, no A's.
No A's in Beasley.
Speaking of Facebook, you ran across something on Facebook. I would assume you do most of that kind of Facebook stuff. So tell me a little bit about that story.
Yeah. Actually, Dawn caught it on Monday. There's a gentleman and his dog, Maddie, who has been, they have both been unhoused, and he won't separate from her. He's going to stay with his dog. She's 9 years old. And so we knew that they were working on housing, and from work with Coal Patrol, Journey Home, some others, we know that, you know, the pets have to be up to date. We don't want that to be another barrier to stop someone from, if housing is going to be available. So we were just wanting to make sure that Maddie was up to date with her vaccinations and to do a check just to make sure. So we were able to go and talk to the owner and get them back to the clinic on Monday. Oddly enough, while we were doing that, and Dawn was inside with the owner and the dog, getting the well check and we got him some preventatives for a few months and the vaccinations for Maddie. Someone was like, "Where is this car? I'm here. I want to groom him and talk to him if he wants that to be done." And I was on Facebook saying, "He's with us. Please don't leave. You know, we're coming back." It was really great. It was a team thing. There was somebody else that was there wanting to donate food and just talk to him. And we have a loving, generous community. And this guy loves his dog, and it shows. He asked for nothing else while he was with us for almost 2 hours. And when we left, he had an appointment for the next afternoon for Maddie to get groomed. And you can see the pictures on Facebook. I am going to shout out the name of the groomer. She actually said something about, "I didn't do this for advertisement. I don't have openings for a while, but I think if you have a heart like this, I'm going to say it's Tidy Tails." I met, it was Whitney and her husband, groomed him yesterday afternoon, and the pictures are adorable. It was really generous.
How
that
awesome.
They did that, and other people were helping him as well, and his
that
dog.
Is so neat.
Yeah.
And you know, good luck to him. You know, this community, we're in the Middle Tennessee, the geographic center of the state, but being called the heart of Tennessee, and it really
it shows
here, doesn't it?
It really shows. Whether it's through this, or I put a plea out, we need pet food for outreach, and I'm gonna toss out another name, Frida Morgan, who's on our board. She had shared it, and someone came in yesterday afternoon and said, "I saw Frida's post. She said you needed food," and hands me a 40-pound bag of dog food.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to package that up. That's going to help 20 pets. So things like that, it gives me goosebumps when I'm talking about it. But yeah, it's the heart of it's their heart too.
Yeah,
so it's
absolutely.
It's really great.
Well, you can't find a better person in the world than Frida Morgan, for sure.
Yep.
And you know, it's great to have her support, but there are others. I saw that post, and then I'm almost certain I saw someone else share her post, or maybe she shared a post of a post. I can't remember, but I saw it more than once.
Oh yeah, and that's the and you know, some people have issues with social media. I will say, for a nonprofit, we don't pay for advertisement. And I know I'm talking to a radio person, and I'm really sorry, but it's just, you know, those, we use that word of mouth and the sharing and our website. And, you know, we've had ads taken out and given on our behalf, and we truly appreciate that. But the beauty of something like social media, sharing those kind of stories, it's great, because we've been in pinches before. It's like, oh, it's getting short, you know, we don't have a lot of food. And we have been saying that a lot more, but we've never given this much food out in a year. Like this year, we've given out 7,286 pounds of food for just 2024. Last year, I want to say we gave out 7,600. We're not far off. We're going to exceed that this year.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it when people share things like that.
You know, it's that is, and 2024 is not over. So.
Oh, it's not. That's why I was like, well, we have like 5 or 6 more weeks and several distributions and the holidays. And, you know, and whether it's to let somebody have a little bit extra money or they've been tight all year, we're here to help. We want to make sure that we can keep people and their pets together and both of them as happy as we can.
Well,
and healthy as
yeah,
we can.
Yeah, happy, healthy, all of that. And you know, it would not be out of the realm of possibility, get close to that 8,000 pound mark, you know, and that's crazy.
I truly think we're going to exceed that this year.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because the majority of it is donated and volunteers pack almost all of it, but also the fact that our community needs it, you know, that it hits you and you realize we're glad to be able to do this.
Well, running out of time here, I also know that volunteers, you could use volunteer. If you want to volunteer with Beasley, you've got some opportunities, I'm sure. So
yes.
Should they call you maybe?
Yes. Or they can go online. I am part-time. So if they want to go online, there's a how can I help and a volunteer tab.
Okay.
They can always email. But yes, we appreciate that.
Awesome. Great stuff. And on social media, Facebook, Instagram, mostly Beasley, 2 E's. Beasley Animal Foundation, Beasley Animal Clinic. Very good. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, hope you have a good Thanksgiving, too.
You too.
Our friends from the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic joining us here on Rutherford Issues today. And that will do it, my friends, for the show. I want to thank you so much for being a part. And be sure to like, subscribe, turn on notifications on all of our social platforms so you'll know when we're live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch here on Big G TV and always WGNSradio.com and over the air radio. Have a great one.